Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of All the Hard Things, where I am here to help you learn how to overcome anxiety, intrusive thoughts, OCD, all the things. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Jenna. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I have been specializing in all these things since 2008, and I have some pretty extensive personal experience with it, too. So we are in this together, and I can't wait for you to leave here having some practical tips, practical strategies, and just a general sense of feeling like what to do and that you can make a step forward, because I know how important that is. This week, we are talking all about something that probably you are guilty of, whether you want to admit it or not. If you are anything like any of the students that I work with, which is quite a bit, you struggle at times with wanting to learn more and more information without actually taking that information and putting it into action. So there have been plenty of studies done that shows that it's not actually the work that you do with your therapist in session that leads to the transformation or the change. It's actually about 80% of the work that you do outside of those sessions that makes a difference. So, meaning you can't just go to your therapy sessions, you can't just watch what's in the course, or you can't just listen to podcast after podcast or read blog after blog. You actually have to then take that and implement it into your actual life for you to actually see those changes taking place. It seems really obvious, but this is something that so many people fall into. They feel, and I feel like it's a sneaky avoidant thing, they know what they need to do. And instead of going and doing the dang thing or trying something, maybe it's fear of failure, or it's fear of not doing it correctly, or it's just fear of doing it in general, right? Because this is all about reducing your safety behaviors. This is all about pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. So it's not easy. If it was easy, you would have done it. And so I think it's almost this way of entertaining that part of your brain that makes you feel like you're being productive. I'm being productive. I am doing my recovery because I'm learning, right? I am committed to my recovery because I'm listening to this podcast, but I'm not actually going to take that into my actual everyday life. Instead of taking that into my everyday life, I'm just going to listen to next week's podcast. I'm just going to binge some more of this educational content. Because as long as I'm learning and learning more, I don't actually have to step away and implement. I don't actually have to step away and try. There's a lot of fear that comes with trying. There's a lot of fear of failure. There's a fear of doing it wrong. There's a fear of just feeling clumsy. Not to mention the fear of facing your fears, which this is all about. So the difference between implementing and learning is where you actually are collecting that information. So you're listening to podcasts. You are in your therapy session. You are in my course or whatever it might be. But implementing is where you actually take what you've learned and you put it into your practice, right? You are learning about how to let thoughts come and go and how to resist mental compulsions, like maybe you've learned about in my OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint course. But then when you actually have a mental compulsion urge later on that day, you're still following the heck out of that thought because you're justifying it like crazy and it feels really real that you have to follow that. Despite what you learned in that podcast episode, that's all about letting questions be there and not answering them. So instead of continuing to try to practice and implement what you learned in that podcast episode, you think that something must still be wrong with you. And so you just go back and you continue to binge all this episode stuff. But that's not the problem. The problem is not a lack of information a lot of the times. A lot of the times, the lack of success that you guys are experiencing is because you're not taking that information and then doing something with it. So a lot of times people, especially in the anxiety and intrusive thought space with OCD, you can do this compulsive learning or this compulsive researching where it is avoidant of you doing the actual work, where you just feel like you need to know everything before you can move forward. You feel like you need to learn everything before you can do X, Y, and Z. And I just don't want any of you to fall into that trap. Because as long as you are doing that, you're not actually putting your effort into change. You're not actually changing any of the habits. You do not need more information. You need to take what you've already learned and start somewhere. You need to try. So here are some ways that you can actually tell that you're doing this, right? So red flag number one is if you are one of those people who are like, I know all there is to know about OCD and anxiety, but I just don't know what to do. You don't need more information. You need to take a chance and you need to try. You are one of those people probably if you have listened to all the podcasts and you're listening to podcasts every day, but you've never actually tried to implement any of that stuff once the podcast is over. So it's instead of just doing that learning upon learning and all of that, implementing is, okay, here are the three main takeaways that I got from that. Here is how in the future for the rest of the day today, maybe within the next hour, within the next 24 hours, I am on the lookout for that. So if you're in the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint, for instance, which is my digital course, I have a lesson that's all about how we justify mental compulsions. So all the kind of reasons why we feel like it's necessary to get hooked into mental compulsions and therefore why it feels so tempting and alluring to hook in and why we feel like we need to answer these questions by ruminating or mentally reviewing. And I talk about some really common ways in the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint that somebody might justify their compulsions. They might do this by thinking that if they do a compulsion, then something bad is going to happen, or that in order to be a good person, they need to do this justification or they need to do this compulsion rather. And so learning would be just learning that information, not paying any attention to that for the rest of the day, and then going back and listening to another episode. That's not helpful because you have not actually practiced that. You have not actually shined the light on what it is that I wanted you to shine the light on. You are not actually taking that information and bringing it back to your life. Now, what implementation would be to learn about all the ways that I describe, for example, in the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint, all the ways that I give examples that people would be potentially justifying their compulsions. And then you would actually pull out some of the big ones that you think that you resonate with. And then for the rest of the day, having that be front and center of your mind, you would catch yourself. So when you catch yourself having this intrusive thought or this trigger, you would think back before acting, before going on autopilot and just doing your compulsion. You would remember what it is that you learned. You would pull out those strategies and you would start to actually put it into practice. Oh, there it is. That's exactly what Jenna said would happen. I had an intrusive thought. I feel the urge to go and answer this question. I feel this justification to answer this question because I feel like I'm going to be irresponsible if I don't. And this is what Jenna said to do instead. I'm going to do this instead. That is what I need you to do. And if you just continue to learn and put podcasts on top of blogs, on top of this therapy session without any implementation, you are going to feel like you are spinning your wheels. You're going to be very defeated because it is by all measures looking as though you are doing everything right. You are exerting all of your time and money and resources mentally to this recovery stuff, but you're not going to see any change in your everyday life and your day-to-day behavior because you're not actually taking that and doing anything. A really simple example, and I know that obviously the stuff that we talk about with OCD and anxiety is obviously so much more nuanced and so much more emotional. But if I wanted to go to Africa, it would not be enough for me to just learn about it. It would not be enough for me to just learn about it or look at all these pictures or even get like examples of what other people are experiencing. If they've gone to Africa before, like I can watch videos, I can do all the things. I can even make plans. But if I don't actually go to Africa, I'm never going to experience Africa. So there's got to come a time and a place where you need to take action. And so it's not enough to just learn. I love learning. I'm a huge fan of it. I think that is such a huge part of your recovery to become educated, to have that foundation and to know what's going on in your brain. But it's just not enough. You have to take action. And chances are you're spending too much time learning. You're not spending enough time actually implementing. And then you're probably getting upset as to why this isn't working. You're probably getting upset as to why all of your time and mental energy is being spent on this recovery stuff but it's not actually getting you anywhere, you're probably thinking that this is something about you, that you're doing it wrong, or that you're just an awful case and that you're going to be this way forever. That's not true. It's not working because you're not working. All of the worksheets and the blueprints in my digital course help you do that. So not only do I have a digital course that obviously outlines everything for you in a really systematized way and really strategic fashion, I have tons and tons of worksheets that help you be in the driver's seat. I actually will encourage my students in the blueprint, don't move forward with this video or with the next video until you do this assignment. Don't move forward until you do this for a day or two, because I do believe so much in that implementation. And not every student believes it. Not every student will do it because it's so tempting to just learn. It's like easier cognitively in some way than to take that risk and to put in the effort. Because again, there's lots of reasons why it feels scary, but something has to change if you want something to change. So I have literally set up my digital courses this way, the OCD and anxiety recovery blueprints being the main one. So this is not just about you learning all the stuff. This is about you putting the information into action and doing so in a really thoughtful way, in a really purposeful way, in a way that can hold you accountable, because we have a nice, awesome, supportive community that can be right there with you. And so before you go and learn more, before you go and just binge one more podcast episode, before you go and binge one more thing, I really want you to evaluate if this is you, if you are that person. Like, is your level of implementation and output of actually practicing these things, is it the same and at the same level of you actually learning and putting new information in, right? So the information that you're putting in, you also need to be putting out action. So I would just encourage you to consider the ratio, right? If you are like 90% information in and 10% output as far as your habit change, you can't possibly expect to feel 80% better, right? Because your output is not measuring up, and we need that to be a little bit higher. I go over this so much more in detail. I walk your way through it with you the entire time. I hold your hand through it. I can help you pinpoint with worksheets, with these thought out strategies, where you're messing up, where you're not hitting your marks, and we can tailor your strategy and your recovery plan from there. I have worked with so many people who have OCD and anxiety, some of the most debilitating cases of OCD and anxiety in the world, and I have cracked these cases. It is not as hard as you would think. So I have put everything into the OCD and anxiety recovery blueprint. It is my metaphorical USB drive of everything that I have learned, and I cannot wait for you guys to get inside. So no more podcasts, no more blogs. If you are ready to challenge yourself and actually implement what you have been learning, whether that's resisting rituals, being more mindful, not answering a question that anxiety wants you to answer, whatever it is, I want you to actually start to implement that. So no more learning until you start to balance that out with actually implementing. And if you're ready for that implementation help, if you're ready for high quality education from a therapist who knows what she's talking about, I want you in the blueprint. So go to jennaoverbaugh.lpc.com/blueprint. We would love to have you in there. You can actually save $300 on the blueprint when you watch my free masterclass first. I will link you in the show notes to that too. But it's just jennaoverbaugh.lpc.com/strategies. So you can save $300 when you watch that video first. At the end of it, you will get a link and some other links in your email how to access that $300 off. It is so good, the best deal that you can possibly get with the blueprint around this time. I want you inside. This is the last stop on your road to recovery. I guarantee it. So I also have a free event coming up May 14th, May 15th, May 16th. You're going to want to be there. We're going to be talking all about how anxiety and OCD can make you doubt your recovery. It can make you doubt what you think. It can make you doubt whether you have any of these things to begin with. It can make you doubt so much. I'm going to unveil all those sneaky ways that it's holding you back in your recovery and give you some practical steps of what to do about it so you can get your life back. I cannot wait to hear more from you. Let me know what you thought of this episode. You can email my team at help@jennaoverbaugh.lpc.com. I cannot wait to hear from you. Cannot wait to see you in the blueprint and hopefully see you at our rebrand event May 14th, 15th, and 16th. I can't wait to see you there. Until next time, you guys, keep doing all the hard things. Bye for now.